first Thursday afternoon of noon, and I'm playing with all music. This is for you. This is Rainbow Blues Orchestra, featuring the golden voice of Al Bowley. It's a 1934 British foxtrot, most notably seen in the barroom scene of Stanley Kubrick's film, The Shining. Rainbow Blues and his orchestra. Let's roll that down a little bit. Let's talk about what we're going to do today. Hey, you know what we're going to do today? What we do every day. What we do every show. Discipline of the best. That's what I do here. I'm saying my show again, Time Won't Let Me, with DJ Barrister, playing the hits of yesterday. Really yesterday. I know we can play much more. I hesitate to use the word oldies, but basically, AM radio in the 60s had so many amazing songs. It was all over the map. It was everything from folk to pop to soul to, you name it. And anyway, that's what we're going to do. One of my favorites, not the ones you might have thought of most, but maybe a few, but maybe not. So anyway, I'm going to try to play about 59 songs queued up. We'll try to do most of them. First bunch are going to be, Chris Montez. I love Chris Montez. He does sound like a girl, but he's not, and he's cool, and I know, and he's amazing, and I love everything he does. So Chris Montez, Dan Jackson, doing a one-hit wonder, a friend and lover, another one-hit guy. Jay and the Technics, we only had two, but we'll play one of them. And the Foundations and Bobby Garrett, those are going to be the first six, so we're just going to start right now and just keep on keeping on. And I hope you guys are out there listening in radio land, in audience land, Vietnam and radio land. And this is our transmission from the mission, also known as Radio Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm. And here we go with some Chris Montez. This is kind of live, sadly. There's an audience and there's some hand clapping. So feel free to clap hands and dance around the room.
I'm gonna learn about you. Oh, I'm not without you.
songs. As we do here on Playlist, they're the best. That's what we're trying to do. I think they're the best. So hopefully you're feeling the same way about it. Okay, here's what we're playing. We play Chris Montez doing the YC. 1966, lots of herringbone tune. But it was covered by everybody from Nancy Sinatra to Nina Simone to Ella Fitzgerald to Bing Crosby to Andy Williams. So, you know, I probably should play all five of those in order next time, but I didn't. After that was Dion Jackson playing What Makes the World Go Round. That was a 1965 song, released on Echo Records, later covered by Kiki D. Following that was Friend in Love doing Reach Out of the Darkness. That's a one-hit wonder from 1967, written by Jim Post, produced by Joe Self. Well, that's the one that goes, I think it's so groovy now that people finally get together. I think all the Reach Out of the Darkness, okay? Yeah, I don't know. I actually play a whole show with songs that are groovy, and that would be there, for sure. And then we say the Techniques doing Keep the Ball Rolling, 1967 on Smash Records. They also did Apple Speeches from Cabana. Those were their two hits. And what have I done here? Instead of cutting away to just do one song, I'm going to cut away and do a couple of them, so I can talk a little more and tell you about all the great music we're listening to. So where did I leave off? I only went to Jane the Technics to keep the ball rolling. I saw Jane the Technics play with the Box Tops and Marilyn Rush and Tommy Rowe at an Indian casino in Redding, California. I went up there with Alex Shelton. Henry came with us, too. Wow, was all I got to say. After Jane the Technics, we heard the Foundations do Build Me a Buttercup. For some reason, my head the songs go together. They were both from 1967. The Foundations were a British soul band, kind of doing Motown white sound. They actually had members of the band that were West Indian and Sri Lankan. Go figure. And then after that, we did Bobby Garrett doing I Can't Get Away. That's on World Records from 1966. Some soul funk, also sounded very Motown. Also sounded exactly like Thunder and Lightning by Chuck Coltrane, which is another one I could have played. You know, sometimes when I get these songs in my head, they kind of sync up to the next song. So when I hear Keep the Ball Rolling and Build Me a Buttercup, I kind of want to go right to Brenton Wood doing Get a Little Sign, but I didn't. But I could have. And maybe next time I will. I can't get too much Brenton Wood, you know. All right, so we're hearing Cal Jader doing Walking By, and we're about to hear six more real good ones, starting with one of my all-time faves, Sarah Vaughan doing Broken Hearted Melody. Then Nat King Cole with a little help from George Shearing doing Pick Yourself Up. And then a couple of white rock groups, The Uniques, The Cascades, a song by Brian Hyland, an instrumental by Burt Bacharach. That's what we're doing. And that's what's going to go for the next 20 minutes, and we're just going to keep on keeping on playing all the best. This is DJ Barrister, this is Time About Me, and it's a beautiful day, and we're just going to keep playing beautiful music for you.
Famous men who have to fall to rise again. So
dust yourself off and start all again. I'm not going to be able to do that. instrumentals to play between these blocks of six AM hits from the 60s. And there's some last bunch with that work in order. Sarah Vaughan doing Broken Hearted Melody. That's a Burt cover. Burt right behind us right now doing South American Getaway from the Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid soundtrack. If you don't recognize it, it's beautiful. All right, after that, for Sarah Vaughan was Nat King Cole doing Pick Yourself Up. That's from the album Nat King Cole Sings and George Shearing Plays. After that, a couple kind of white doo-wop groups from the 60s. The Indians did not too long ago. They were from Louisiana with Joe Stample on Paula Records out of Shreveport, Louisiana. And after that was the Cascades doing Dreamin', an American vocal group from San Diego, California. They had a hit with Listen to the Rhythm of the Falling Rain. Rhythm of the Rain. Brian Hyman, after that, did The Joker Went Wild. We just heard that one in 1966 on the Phillips album, produced by the great Snuff Garrett and, ready for this, Leon Russell. Snuff did a lot of great stuff, too. He did all the Gary Lewis and Playboy stuff. He did a lot. And Leon started that way back then. And Brian Hyman doesn't get enough credit. He had Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, and probably Wish He Hadn't, I don't know. But he also did Silver Kiss and Gypsy Woman, some other great stuff. Okay, let's move on. Instrumentals are so wonderful. And I love the idea of playing instrumental versions of pop songs, you know, especially things like, you know, Young Holt and Ramsey Lewis. What they do with some of these instrumentals is amazing. I could play a whole 2-hour show of that stuff, but it's not just playing in between sets, blocks, and talk about it. So blame me for that. Let's keep going. Let's see if I recognize this one. Stream covering the Beatles. Anyway, we're going to do another Ramsey Lewis song coming up next. Uptight, remember that Uptight was good. But Stevie Wonder says Uptight was out of sight. Now Uptight's bad. It's not out of sight anymore. Anyway, we're going to do Ramsey Lewis doing Uptight. We're going to do a few more after that. Do Shorty Long, Joe Tex, an instrumental by David McCallum, Ian McCreary, to you. Bill Cosby, I can't believe I'm doing the Bill Cosby song. And then another by Les McCann. So here we go. Keep on keeping on. That's what we're doing. On time with that name of DJ Ferrisor on Radio Voice here. Playing stuff you heard on the AM radio in the 60s. Yes, I do. confusing to me because there's all these instrumentals like in the middle of in between all these other songs I'm playing. Every time I hear an instrumental, I think it's supposed to start talking. But maybe not. Maybe so, maybe no. I'm going to back in the house and say, I'll tell you what we've been listening to, because it's all great. It's all good. The Ramsey Lewis Trio did Uptight, but it is all right. Out of Sight, Stevie Wonder song. We heard that twice, actually. Later on in the set, I'll keep going. After that, we heard Shorty Lloyd doing Function at the Junction, which was on Motown. And she was on a Motown imprint called Soul Records. Frederick Earl Long from Birmingham, Alabama, also known as Shorty Long. That was pretty much his one hit, if you want to call it that, Function at the Junction. After that, we heard Show Me by Joe Tex. That was one of those live songs where you actually hear the audience and hear them clapping and dancing, I guess. Sorry, I didn't play Skinny Legs for Dave. If you wanted to hear Skinny Legs by Joe Tex, we did hear Show Me, the live version. Truly two people who love one another, love each other. David McKellen, Man from U.N.C.L.E., did his instrumental version of The In Crowd. He did three albums of pretty great instrumental music. And The In Crowd was a big hit for Ramsey Lewis and also for Dobie Gray. And, there you go. Bill Cosby did that other version of Uptight, except he calls it Little Old Man, O.L.E. Which, again, everything's Uptight, Out of Sight. Back when Uptight was good. All right, and then after that, we were hearing Les McCann doing Burning Coal. Here's another one, another good one. It's also over a minute of the orchestra playing right now. These instrumentals where you can actually hear the audience and the hand claps, you know, like Joey D and Star Wars Spectrum Trace, like that first one, I believe, at this montage at the start of the show. Speaking of the start of the show, we're almost at the start of this hour. We're running out on schedule. So yes, this is Klaus Hogan and his orchestra, another one by the Young Holt Trio. This one called Young and Holtville. Very similar to Soulful Strut, the bass hit. Young and Holt with the rhythm section and Ramsey Lewis. They broke away into their own thing and had a lot of success with the great sound. They sounded a lot like Ramsey Lewis. Anyway, bunch, we're going to go a little more traditional rock and roll. You know, the second set, we're going to have some Carl Perkins, some Buddy Holly, Bobby Darin, the Hillsiders, Annie Poppin, Gene Vincent, or a couple other more unusual ones in between. But yeah, meaning let's talk a little bit more music for the next 20 minutes. Enjoy these, will you please? Thank you.
Starts spending your money for brand new things. Tells you she wants to use a car. Never explains what she wants. Yes, sir. Consonants against the vowels. A-E-I-O-U. Consonant we start with is B.
I'm terminal B. Until we pass away.
Got to love him.
songs we played were Trini Lopez doing a Randy Newman cover with a song Love Story. They were actually label mates for a while. Trini was on Reprise Records. Had a chance to do some stuff with Randy Newman. That was actually produced by Joe South, too. After that was Edie Sands doing Take Me for a Little While. That was a great song, covered also by Vanilla Fudge, and I think Dave Edmonds had a version of that as well. That was from 1965 on Black Cat Records. Edie Sands, a Facebook friend. She's still going strong. I just saw her doing an in-store with Amoeba not too long ago. I love that she keeps saying forever, BVH, ever. My friend Cyril does that too. After that was Sandy Poggi doing Born a Woman, 1966, produced by Chips Moman, recorded in Nashville. And Chips Moman recorded everybody from Elvis, all these artists from Memphis. One of the all-time greats. After that was Norma Tornado from the Bay Area. She's from Vallejo, doing Bread. She also does the song You're Dead. I've played that many songs, many times. They're both from the album Walked in My Cat Named Dog. After that was Dino Desi and Billy doing Not the Loving Kind. Lots of nice tambourine on that one. That's Dean Martin and Desi Arnaz and Lucia Ball's kids in the band. Then Jackie DeShannon did Needles and Pins. That was a version that came out before the Searchers did that song. Behind me is the Rebels doing Intoxica. And we're about to hear three or four, a couple of real good ones. The Vagrants. Music from the Pompey family. I like the way.